Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rennie Stennett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Milner moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Fregosi moves to second. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fregosi moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Mays reaches second base with a double. Fregosi scores. Hodges scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rooker now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to third. Stennett moves to second. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Kleins reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. Stennett scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fregosi for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-0 in the game. Rooker strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Don Hahn now playing center field. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi misplays the ball. That's an error on Fregosi. Stennett moves to second. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kleins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stennett scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.